And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Hey, listen, by the way, you hear those ads playing during the breaks? Just know this. The way it works, Right Side Radio, we are a standalone business, all right? I mean, we're not owned by the stations that we're on all over the North Alabama area. We are a standalone entity, meaning that we have to operate with business revenue as anybody else does. We send our content to them. They play it. And so that means one of the ways that we survive as a business is selling advertising. So if you hear this show and you're like, man, they got it going on. I'm a Right Side ruffian. I want my business in there. Well, we'd love to talk to you. All you got to do is contact us. You can't call the station about it. You got to contact us. And so the way to do that most easily is go to our website, rightsideradio.org, rightsideradio.org. Click on the advertising tab. Send us a message. We just had one come in yesterday. Send us a message. We will be in touch right away. Love to get you on the team. Yeah, so rightsideradio.org. If you want to advertise a Right Side Radio, we'll jump right on it. Speaking of jump right on it, let me get over to the text messages for just a minute. Jeff from Indiana says he's driving past the rocket right now. Jeff, don't text and drive. But there you go. Jeremy from Huntsville says, I was driving by Space and Rocket Center and saw that the space shuttle was gone. It's in New York City. How did that happen? Bring it back. I did not know this. The space shuttle is not here now?
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either. How do they, what, I, why? Okay.
I look.
All right. Jeremy from Huntsville sending that one in. I haven't driven past it in a little bit. I hope the SR-71 is still sitting outside, the Blackbird. Man, that is a prime piece of machinery. That's a sexy plane right there. Anyway, you looking up to see whether the Boomer's are? Jeremy, Boomer's on it. He's going to investigate through the Oracle of Google right now. JT, Lacey Springs, says, as to a replica rocket, this 120-foot cross was erected recently, 1 mile east of I-65 in Priceville. Cost, I'm told, was $300,000. Bet the company can build one. I saw that the other day. I drove past that. It's something. You know, the only thing I wish was that it was closer to the interstate, because as I drove past it coming out of the Priceville area, headed down to the interstate, I looked back once I got to the intersection with the interstate, and I couldn't see it anymore. I thought, what a shame. Anyway, it's very cool. 120-foot cross up there in Priceville. Badger from Athens says, save the rocket here on hump day. I'm good with it. Yeah. Tony from Piedmont, thanks for the lawyering skills on the rocket. Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. John from Huntsville. Hey, Phil, does the rocket have its own GoFundMe account? We're going to find out. May have to start one. We got another texter, brand new in the text lines there, Boom, when you get a chance. Josh, he's from Elkmont. So Josh from Elkmont says, all my life, my granddaddy, Johnny Robinson, worked for a painting contractor on the Arsenal. He was one of the men that painted that rocket. How about that? All those years ago and kept it up. He said, I lived in a house that was right behind that welcome center, and that rocket shone in my window every night. The rocket holds a special place in my heart, and Alabama just has to keep it up. Thank you for reading my message, and thank you for all y'all stand for. Man, Josh, that is just way cool. I mean, I love that. What a great connection. So, yeah, Josh, thanks so much. And if your granddaddy's still around, we'd love to hear from him, too. See, his granddaddy was Johnny Robinson, who painted that rocket. How about that? Josh from Elkmont. Allison from Madison just passed Jeff on 565. So we got listeners that are like waving at each other as they drive down the road. Woo, woo, Right Side Ruffians. We need to have like some kind of special sign. Like, you know.
We got a ruffian. You just need a ruffian car tag or sticker.
That's what you need.
That's what we need.
We need. You know what? We have ruffian stickers.
There you go.
We need to order a batch of them and start giving them out.
Ooh, I like it.
Why had I not thought of this before? okay. Ryan from Hazel Green. He says the Blackbird is still there, right smack in front of the good. Thank you, Ryan. Appreciate that very much. We have such a responsive audience. I ask a question, bam, it just shows up. What'd you find out about the space shuttle? Did you find it?
Oh, well, yeah, Space Shuttle Enterprise lands at New York. It's in the museum there. I know. I did not know this.
If you could see me on the camera right now.
They can see you on the camera.
Mm.
I'm going to send you the article right now.
Okay, how did this happen? Who let that happen? The heck? I guess NASA probably technically owns it. It must have been on loan. Well, daggum. All I know is it should still be here.
Wow. Wow.
They just toted that sucker out of there?
Well, they put it on an aircraft carrier.
Say again.
That's what I'm just looking at these.
Look, New York, the shuttle never lands on an aircraft carrier.
I'm gonna do a little bit more research because I don't know if this. I mean, I don't know.
What's the date of that article?
June 6th. But this was way back when. Let me find another one.
June 6th of last year?
Nope. I just looked at the year.
Okay. All right. More digging on this one. More digging. More digging. We got a break coming up, but I'm going to tell you right now, we're going to jump right into the next dipper. You know this show. We are extremely military-centric, very friendly to our men and women who serve and have served. We got a huge veteran audience. I was talking to someone just yesterday about the show, described what we did, and the word veteran has to come out when you describe our audience because there's so many of y'all that are either veteran-minded, veterans yourselves, or currently serving, and we appreciate you. So, yeah. So, next up, number two on the Triple Dipper, military-minded. Y'all stay soon. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation, Alabama. I'm talking about this show goes way down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi, thrown in just for good measure. You got some news, Boone? What'd you find out?
Yeah, we found it. So the replica that was up there at the Space and Rocket Center was taken down for refurbishment.
The shuttle was a replica?
Yes, it was a replica, and then it was taken down. There's no timetable. It's just going to take a long time, and it's a multi-million-dollar project. So it was taken down in, I think, 2021.
Okay.
Is when it was taken down. Okay, but so I found the article, and then a few people on the text message stream actually wrote in and told us the same thing. Ryan from Hazel Green, and a few more. So, I mean, they're all flooding in right now. So.
Okay. Wow, they are flooding. I just looked over there. Ga-ding, ga-ding. It's a good thing we don't have like a chime that goes on every time a text
ding,
message.
Ding, ding.
All right. Perfect. Well, appreciate you looking it up.
Yeah, and thanks for everybody for texting in because
we
didn't
know. Did not know that. So at least we know, though, that it appears that New York has not pilfered our shuttle.
That's right.
Because that would be fighting words. All right. Number two on the Triple Dipper, we're going to move over here now to military-minded. Coming up top of the hour, we got Grand Council with Jeff Poor, Dale Jackson. And then at 4:30, we're going to wind up having a discussion with former State Senator Brian Taylor announcing his bid for a statewide office. We'll let him make that announcement at 4:30. In the meantime, military-minded. Today being the 248th birthday of the United States Army, 248 years of putting some whoop out there. But let me just point out that while we may not be in a time of true war right now, that we do have troops in harm's way, and I want to make sure that we don't lose sight of that. You know, it's so easy for us to get into what we think of the major mobilizations as being the war footing, but we have, like, for instance, right now, we have something like 900 U.S. forces in Syria. Well, story here from military.com dated yesterday. Helicopter accident in northeastern Syria over the weekend left 22 American service members injured. U.S. military said on Tuesday, adding the cause of the accident was under investigation, but that it did not appear to be a result of enemy contact. I will say this. I read a separate report that after I'd already resourced the show, I found a separate report that said that it's believed that these were all JSOC members, Joint Special Operations Command. Those are our Tier 1 SMUs, the special mission units. In this case, some reporting, unconfirmed by the Department of Defense, is that all 22 members were either special operations aviators or they were part of what we commonly refer to as Delta Force. So they were either likely on a mission or having just completed a mission related to the kill or capture of ISIS leadership. So that being said, we don't know why the chopper went down. The military does have a statement that says that 10 of those 22 had to be moved outside the region to what they call higher care facilities, meaning they needed more than what they had at the field surgical hospitals where they were. Again, no enemy fire reported. U.S. forces have been in Syria since 2015 to advise and assist the Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces in the fight against the militant Islamic State. This has been ongoing. I mean, we've had troops getting mortared. We've had troops also being attacked by Iranian drones. And we've had five American troops and another contractor killed in a drone attack not long ago. So yeah, let's not forget, as we stay military minded, that we have troops in harm's way at any given moment. Right now, and in this case, Syria, 22 American troops injured in one. And by the way, the helicopter, what was it? It was a Chinook. You can imagine with that big of a number of personnel on board. It was a Chinook. It was a special operations capable Chinook called the MH-47. But so anyway, MH-47 went down. We don't know why. 22 injured. Reports are they were all members of either Delta or what I imagine was the 160th Special Operations Aviation. Separate subject, kind of military-minded, a little different. I don't know if you saw this or not, but one VA hospital decided it'd be a great idea to fly the gay pride flag out in front of the VA hospital. Oh, well, that makes great sense. So right now, the only authorized flags that I recall being allowed are the flags of the United States, the flags of the various states, and the flags of the POW MIA flag. The gay pride flag is not one of them. Story here on military.com again. House Republicans moved on Tuesday, that's this week, Tuesday, yesterday, to block the Department of Veterans Affairs from several things: providing abortion services, flying their LGBTQ plus pride flags, and providing gender-affirming surgeries or hormones to veterans. This shouldn't be a thing. First of all, the whole gender-affirming care, I'm so sick of that term. That is absolutely not what it is. You are not affirming anything. What you're doing when we talk about that, you're gender-transitioning surgeries, all right? But those are elective. Oh, but they're for the health care of the person. No, they're not. Well, Phil, that's life-changing. Yeah, it's life-changing. And it shouldn't be something that's being paid for by our Veterans Administration. That being said, the other issues, flying the gay pride flag, that's a violation of the law as far as I'm concerned. And then providing abortion services, that's certainly a violation of the law. All three. These are classic examples of executive branch entities just making decisions about how they will or will not enforce laws, or for that matter, how they'll circumvent the laws. Says the effort made by GOP lawmakers in the annual VA spending bill aims to stop the agency from following policies it sees as welcoming to the LGBTQ agenda. Gay civil rights, transgender health care, and abortion have all come under increasing attack. This is a very skewed article, by the way. It's all come under attack. No, it's not. We're saying stop the madness. That's what we're saying. No one says you can't have a gay pride event at the White House like they did last Saturday, but how about not having strippers taking off their clothes and posing on the White House lawn, transgenders showing off their fake body parts? And then, for that matter, how about not having the gay pride flag fly in front of the American flag 2 days before Flag Day? It makes no sense whatsoever. It's like this kind of weird dynamic, like there's some kind of a mental illness going on that causes people to have irrational judgment and go, that thing is not scientific, but it makes good sense to me. It makes no sense. Well, that's against the law to fly the flag that way, but we're going to do it because we feel compelled to do so. No, you're not. You're just a coward. You won't follow the law. You won't tell the squeaky wheel to stop squeaking. Oh, next story, military-minded. What else have I got in my stack before I hit the break? I tell you what, Boomer, let's do this. Let's take our break about 2 minutes earlier. Oh, Boomer says, wait, what? Did I throw you a curveball? The look on your face was like, what the heck are you? What's wrong with you, Willis? Go to the break, Boone. We'll do that right now. We'll take that. I'll come back and I'll run through several stories. You might want to know what kind of special munitions are we sending to Ukraine? How about NATO? What are they doing right now on the border of the Ukrainian war? And what are we doing about recruiting? Are we going to make mission on recruiting this year? I got some news. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Making common sense a total superpower. So, hey, listen, I'm in number two of the Triple Dipper, military-minded. Coming up at the top of the hour, you're going to hear Grand Council with my brethren in talk radio, Jeff Poor and Dale Jackson. So getting back to it, military-minded, things you might want to know, especially if you are a green suitor right now or you're a veteran or you have someone in the service in your family or just, you know, military-minded. I find this to be interesting. And some of you former tankers out there, sit up and take note. In fact, I'm thinking that Brian from Huntsville may wind up calling in. But here's the deal. Story out on Breitbart, dated yesterday. Biden administration is set to supply depleted uranium rounds to Ukraine. Okay, what does that mean? Well, depleted uranium rounds to be fired from an Abrams tank. One article I've got says that the Rand Corporation, a quote there is, a projectile made of depleted uranium hits like a freight train. It's very long, very dense. It puts a great deal of kinetic energy on a specific point on an enemy armor array. And so, yeah, this is a big deal. This is not classic munitions. This is taking it to the next level. So we're looking at already equipping them with Abrams tanks. Now we're looking at giving them, this is like, so let's say you've got a pistol and you use that pistol and you've got what we would call plinking rounds, right? Just, you know, full metal jacket plinking rounds. And then you go to some type of a hollow point specialty round. Different. You got a higher grain of the powder. And I'm just telling you, you wind up with a different level of impact. Same is true here. Depleted uranium rounds coming out of a tank. First of all, they're far more expensive. They have some measure of sort of a reputation, if you will. And if the Russians know that we've got Abrams tanks with greater standoff capability than anything they've got, I mean, right now they're the Russians are getting really short on good armor. Between the Javelin missiles and the capabilities of the Ukrainians to take them out with what they've had so far, if we get those Abrams in the battlefield and then equip them with depleted uranium rounds, Russians are going to want to be being hull defileade, staying way far away, because an Abrams tank can take out anything they've got from a further distance. All right, there's that. Next one I've got here real quick, I want you to know, NATO is right now conducting its largest ever Air Force drill over European soil, ever. So right now, according to Fox News, NATO has launched what it calls its largest deployment exercise in history aimed at sending a message to countries like Russia that it is ready to defend every inch of Allied territory. It's called the two-week-long Air Defender exercise. It's running from June 23rd, involving 25 countries, 10,000 personnel, 250 aircraft. NATO spokesperson said, "We live in a dangerous world, and we stand united to keep our countries and our people safe." The military drills, though, they're being hosted by Germany. 250 aircraft, including around 100 from the U.S. Air Defender also demonstrates a strong bond between Europe and North America, said the NATO spokesperson. Most of the aircraft, by the way, are going to be stationed in and around several German air bases. But the training missions, they're going to be all over the place. They'll be over the North Sea, the Baltic Sea, southern Germany. I mean, you're going to be looking up in the air and watching mock dogfights and bombing runs all over Europe. And, you know, Russia has to take notice. If the NATO allies can muster that much for a single exercise, imagine what they would do in a major deployment. Lastly, I'll say this before I go to the phones. Recruiting. We are not going to make mission again this year. I did see the new Command Sergeant Major of the Army says the Army is going to meet its retention goal, meaning that those that are currently already in uniform have been either enticed or convinced or persuaded to stay in longer, to either re-up or to at least not put in their paperwork. So that being said, the retention, I'm glad to hear it. That means we're keeping people we don't have to pay to have them replaced. And we've got good quality, solid individuals who already have the training, the background, the institutional knowledge, and we need that. But when it comes to the new bodies, well, we're short, and we're not going to make mission. We're going to be way off, as a matter of fact. So one of the things they're doing is they're reinstituting plans right now to allow people to earn their citizenship by joining the U.S. military. Now, I will stress, you have to be here in a legal capacity. This does not in any way open the door for the mass amount of illegal migration that we've been seeing coming across our southern border. Not at all. Story I've got here from Business Insider says the Army and the Air Force have bolstered their marketing to entice legal residents to enlist, putting out pamphlets, working social media, broadening their outreach. And one key element is they also are trying to make sure they have recruiters that can sort of speak their language or identify with their backgrounds. And they said they've had success in this. And I'll tell you from personal experience, I remember being downrange, and I had a platoon leader come to me. And he said, "Hey, sir, I got two of my guys. They're there in the war zone, right? And we were in the thick of some stuff." And he said, "I got two of my guys that they're from South America. They're in the service right now. They were here legally. But they heard a rumor they can get their citizenship expedited." And I said, "You know what? I'm going to check on that." I'll never forget that platoon leader. I came back to him 3 days later. I said, "Hey, I got your answer. Yeah. If they've served in a war zone, they can earn their citizenship. They get put to the front of the line." And he said, "Dang, sir. You went and found out? I really appreciate that." But anyway, as far as I know, his guys got sworn in before they went home and became citizens. So very cool. I got a caller on the line. Is that Jeff? Jeff from Indiana. How you doing, brother?
Doing pretty good, man. How's it going?
It's going good here. What's on your mind? You just drove past the rocket, too, I understand.
Yeah, it's still there for now. But, you know, if they're going to take that thing down, you know, if they do scrap it, they might as well put something else, you know, biggest and best they've got back up there, you know, because who wants a mock-up of something, you know, that's not there?
Yeah, I totally agree. I had somebody just text in the show. I saw it during a break. I haven't read it yet. That said that he thinks that if they do have to put up a replica, that they ought to make it where you can go up inside it and have an observation tower in the top.
Oh, there you go. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Hey, but I've got a question for you, though.
Yes, sir.
What mental illnesses can you have and still serve?
Are you asking me, like, literally, or are you asking me figuratively?
In the military, I know I'm literally. Can you be schizophrenic, or can you be, you know,
I don't know where the threshold is. I don't know where the threshold is, yeah. But I know that you can have some diagnoses of mental illness like anxiety or, depression, that kind of thing, and they won't board you out. But there are some diagnoses that I don't believe you can stay in. I don't think you can have a bipolar disorder or schizophrenia diagnosed. ADHD used to be you had to be off your medication for at least a year before you enlisted. If you had that diagnosis in the past. So there are some.
There are some. I was just kind of wondering because I didn't know if gender dysphoria had anything that would put you out or not, or it should maybe. I can't see anybody with high anxiety being serving on a battlefield, though, too. That's, you talk about getting PTSD, my goodness.
Yeah, you get there and you've already got the PTSD. But no, gender dysphoria is apparently allowed because transgender service in the military is okay, according to the Biden administration. So that would mean that gender dysphoria is allowed.
Yeah, Yeah, I kind of wonder, you know, if you're confused of what sex you are, I mean, you might be confused of which side of the line you're supposed to be on.
I look at it and think, why are we buying problems? Because in my opinion, folks who join the military transgender, they're more likely trying to make a statement and looking for an opportunity to get the health care they think they need. But anyway, all right, brother, you're north of the Rocket, I understand. One of our listeners said she passed you on the road, so...
I was never on 565. I don't know. I passed 565, but I wasn't on it.
It was actually, okay, all right, well, maybe not. All right, brother, be safe on the road, all right?
Have a good one, Phil.
You too. Hey, last thing I got here, military-minded. Story here on the Washington Examiner. It says a poll was recently done of the European Council on Foreign Relations, or by the European Council on Foreign Relations, found that only 23% of Europeans think that their country should support the U.S. war in a war against China, while 62% would want to remain neutral. That's interesting. It says 24% of Europeans think China is an adversary. 43% think it's a necessary partner. I'm just telling you, that's going to be interesting. All right, listen, y'all stay tuned. Coming up next, it's that thing we do every Wednesday, play the camel when we start. And down towards the end of the show, we got the Grand Council with Jeff Poore and Dale Jackson. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.